Each Sunday, the Vikings and the rest of the NFL put on their jerseys and compete to bring home a victory. 60 minutes of football taking place each our freedom, and our way of life. NFL players compete each weekend on the football field, but their work pales in comparison to the job done by veterans throughout the country. The ones who have sacrificed so much in their life. To say thanks to these brave men and women who have fought for our country, a group of Vikings players spent Tuesday at the Minneapolis Veterans Hospital to spread some cheer and thank these heroes for their service.
I think a lot of it just has to do with respect for these guys. You know, I didn't want to come in here today as a football player, but more as a proud American and just say thanks for everything that they've done. And, you know, a lot of these guys deal with some serious issues, and sometimes I think they get a little too overlooked. So to come in here today and say thank you for everything they did and make them happy was really the joy of my year.
This is a big deal because the patients they saw over the last hour or so are in the hospital for a long period of time, months, many months sometimes. So it's a huge break in their routine, and it's an opportunity to meet these players on a human level. And it's really cool to see that the players are asking the veterans about themselves.
It was a good experience, you know, coming to see this for the first time. Good putting smiles on the veterans' faces. You know, that's always a good thing for me to see. You know, and telling them thank you for the services that they've been doing for all of us.
For the players, having an opportunity to spend time with these veterans and show their appreciation is an experience they savor. Not all of the Vikings have close connections to veterans in their family, but for one player, the cause holds a very special meaning.
Having my brother over there, it really kind of changed my life. To see the things that he went through when he was in the war and barely getting to talk to him when he was over there, and then, you know, when he came home and the things that he went through, and you know, just being there with him and really seeing the struggle and to what he is now, it just, you know, it changes your life and it really makes you thankful for everything these guys do.
The Vikings are looked up to by fans all across the world for their play on the football field each weekend. But this week, some current and former players got to spend a day with their true heroes at the Minneapolis VA Hospital.
We look forward to it every year. We hope they'll come back. I think they all had a good experience. And for the VA, as I said, this is a very important day, especially because Veterans Day is Friday, although you could say that Veterans Day here is every day. So for the Vikings players, today was Veterans Day.
You know, that's always a good thing, you know, just take your mind off of sports, you know, and go put smiles on other people's faces, especially the veterans, you know. That's always a good thing for us to do. I can't say thank you enough to the things that these guys have done, these people have done for us, and to actually be able to get them to smile and make their day is just so rewarding for me.
It marked a busy week for the organization in recognition of those who have served our country. As Sunday was the Salute to Service game at U.S. Bank Stadium, the Vikings unveiled the POW MIA seat that is covered in black and guarded by a current military member to honor those military personnel missing and unaccounted for from all conflicts. It was just one of the many moments of recognition taking place during the game to honor all those who have given so much.
It really means a lot because not only us players might take it for granted sometimes, but so many fans out there that watch the NFL, we don't always think about all the people that are overseas currently or people that have done so much for us. So for us to take a little bit of time out of our broadcasts and our lives and even us just wearing some stuff on game day and having some of the profits go to military charities, that's huge. Just raising awareness for what's really going on out there in the rest of the world.
From Sunday's game to time spent showing their appreciation to the countless men and women who have sacrificed so much in their life to defend our freedom. They put their lives on the line for all of us to have our freedoms each and every day. And the Vikings wanted them to know they are the true heroes.